The bedrooms. This description is of the bedrooms that are on the right-hand side of the corridor. So they are the odd-numbered rooms. So for the even-numbered rooms, it's the same but in reverse. So as you face the door, you've got the handle on your left. It's a horizontal handle. Above it, you've got the pad where you touch it with your key card to go in, and the door opens away from you to your right. As you step inside, immediately on your left is the bathroom. There's a separate description of the bathroom layout. After the bathroom, there's a little gap, a bedside gap, then the end of the bed, then another gap, and the wall and window straight ahead of you. As you come in again through the door on your right-hand side, there's a wardrobe. If you face the wardrobe, it's a sliding door. So it slides from the far right-hand side to the left and from the far left-hand side into the right. In the right-hand side of the wardrobe is where you hang your clothes up. In the left-hand side of the wardrobe are shelves, which include the tea and coffee facilities. If you are continuing past the wardrobe, walking towards the far wall, immediately after the wardrobe on your right is the television, and then in the corner on your right is a table with a desk on it. That table has power sockets for your computer and phone. Going back to the bed, if you are lying on the bed, to your left and right, there is a bedside table. The left-hand side bedside table has the phone on it, and behind the table is a radiator, and immediately below the radiator is a plug socket for you to plug your phone or laptop in next to the bed. The room is basically brown in colour, but it does have some red cushions and some bedspreads. Oh, and in front of the desk, there is an armchair.